Different from the situation in Tunisia and Egypt, in Morocco, the people are still struggling against an authoritarian monarchy and for freedom and democracy. The 23-year-old activist Helana tells us how the recent struggles in her country have started.
So at the beginning, it was all on internet, using Facebook, Twitter, and all these, accounts. And we used to meet as just people supporting Egypt and meet in Sitin. So we met there. A group of people met there. And, I have a friend. My friend has a friend. And we met like them. And we all were like, we agreed on the same demands that we want change in Morocco, that Morocco needs change. And then we start working. Like we got out from what is virtual, and we start working on the real, in the real world. And after, because there were so many rumors that says that we're not Moroccans, that we're from Polisario, that we're not Muslims, and so on. So we decided to make a video that says that we are Moroccans, and that we are going, that we're going out on the on February 20, in order to, and each one of us has his or her own, cause, a reason. So that was the first step.
In the Moroccan context, convergence between social movements is difficult because the government tries to control civil society organizations. For this reason, the movement has to find other ways to struggle.
Oh, there were people supporting us. There were associations, organizations that were supporting us. But and if anyone wanted to get involved, he should be an individual and not representing any of the political party.
Western media frequently disseminates the false idea that, in Morocco, everything is fine, that people have good living conditions and live in democracy. And because of this, the same kind of mobilization that exists in other Arab countries doesn't exist here. Helana highlights the role of the mainstream media in the maintenance of the regime in her country.
People are brainwashed by the media. The media is controlling our minds. So, for example, during this movement, the media its only job was to tarnish the picture, the image of this movement. People were like believing everything because of what? Because of we don't have something called critical thinking. People cannot doubt. They just absorb. They just get what they just absorb what they get. There is no democracy. For example, last Monday we went to protest. Normally, it's our right, and we were like seriously harassed and hurt and beaten and oppressed, and it was kind of crazy. And this shows that there is no democracy, there is no freedom, there is no justice.
In support of the struggles of Arab peoples, social movements from around the world came together at the assembly held during the World Social Forum in Dakar and called for action on the 20th of March. Helana tells us what they expect from this international solidarity.
We want all people all over the world to know about it, and we want them to know the situation of Morocco.
Helana recognizes the responsibility young people have in their hands.
As Moroccan people, young Moroccan people, we want to change the situation of our country, and we really want a good, a better Morocco. And if we don't do it, no one's gonna do it. We have, and the challenge is working in for our benefit. Capire mossa mamma, capire, inspire la mossa mamma.